Hablando en serio, in English, talking seriously, is the name of a show on WPRX 1120 that has been part of the Latino community for the last 30 years. The one-hour interview show broadcast from New Britain is hosted by Felix Vieira Garcia. Connecticut Public Radio's Daniela Marulanda reports.
Vieira Garcia says the show's goal is to inform people on things they don't see or talk about in their daily lives, from drug addiction and sex education to having doctors on the show explaining new treatments.
We try to bring information every day that is useful for the great community that listens to us at that time. More than 25,000 people listen to us.
Vieira Garcia sits across from politicians and leaders in the community, and recently he has been sitting across from Puerto Rican families who have come to Connecticut after Hurricane Maria. He says it's difficult sometimes to hear the stories each family has.
Each family brings their own pain, some because they left their families back in Puerto Rico, others because they lost everything and came here with just clothes, nothing else. Some others with kids, desperate, others telling me how they only had one meal at the hotel.
This news trend on the show began about 4 months ago when Pedro Bermudez, a retired Hartford teacher, asked Felix if he could bring some Puerto Rican families so they could tell their stories and find people who could help them. Agnes Torres Rivera has been on the show twice. She's finishing her master's in psychology at Trinity College as part of a transfer program from the University of Puerto Rico. The topic for today was what happened before Hurricane Maria that made the exodus from Puerto Rico much worse.
Fue interesante.
It was interesting. We talked a bit more about the economic and political situation in Puerto Rico. That's good because most of the time we talk about the hurricane, we don't discuss what was going on with the island before the hurricane hit, how Puerto Rico was going through economic hardships and how that was affecting the people.
Torres Rivera says it's important to have shows like this so people who don't speak English can talk more comfortably.
There might be a language gap. Maybe people can't go to an English language station because they won't be able to communicate unless they have a translator.
Not all mediums do what we are doing in this radio station. The English language mediums are not doing this. They are not donating their time for a cause like this. They don't give 30 minutes of TV to bring families, so Americans can see the pain of these families. Americans can help. It's not just the Latino community that can help.
Host Vieira Garcia says the doors of his talk show are always open for all the families, and although it is hard sometimes for him, if he had another 30 years to live, he would do it again. Daniela Marulanda, Connecticut Public Radio.